We are not happy with the conduct of some ministers, of some government officials, and we said we must take actions. It was tough, yes, it was very tough, but I'm glad that eventually we came out with 8 strong resolutions. So for the government, we recommend to the president to remove out the Minister of Energy and Minerals, the Attorney General, the Permanent Secretary, Minister of Energy and Minerals, and the Minister of Lands, Professor Tobajuka, who confessed having received $1 million as proceeds of the same money.
Parliament basically wants to do its business by keeping all the arms of government in check, about ensuring transparency, the rule of law, and ensuring the public money is protected. Is this the case?
Yes, it is. The Constitution spells very clearly, 63.2, says the function number one of the Parliament is to supervise the government, and number two is to advise the government. It's been very unfortunate that the government normally doesn't want to be supervised by the Parliament. The government wants to be advised. They are muting the first function. So we think what we are doing is correct. It is our mandate. And of the three pillars, categorically, the Constitution spells out the Parliament is the supreme organ.
Some Tanzanians express concern that some of them don't espouse confidence in the judiciary. What impact do you think this will have on the judiciary as a supervisory body in Parliament?
I don't want to comment overall. That was not part of our committee to find out if the judiciary is trusted or not. But what we found out categorically, that there were 2 judges who have received proceeds of crime. You know, you having a judge receiving $1 million for what? You're having 2 judges there who have, we have found from bank settlement that they received money. So we have asked, as per the Constitution, that they become suspended and then an inquiry be conducted on their morals and ethics, and if they really deserve, and they really deserve to be still judges or not. So basically, we found 2 judges involved in this. It is just like we found, yes, 2 MPs, members of parliament, who are also chairs of committees, have received this money. So what we have committed to the parliament, they get removed from their positions as chairs, and other disciplinary action should be taken upon them. So we're very strict. Whoever that we came out and found out dealt in this transaction, this dubious transaction, we recommended the first 10 actions to be taken up upon them.
Apart from these recommendations of the removal of these ministers, does that mean that other measures were recommended to be meted out to these people found to have committed this act of graft or corruption?
I said there is 8 resolutions. I've given you just 2 or 3. We have gone deeper than that. We have commended for other institutions to go deeper and dig deeper, investigate, and if personally these people are found guilty, then they should be taken to court. There should be a rule of law should take its course. So we've recommended for deeper, like the Bank of Stanbic, which we believe didn't perform his task correctly, like doing due diligence. You know, there was huge amounts of money being withdrawn from the bank, cash, against our financial regulations. Why did the banks allow that? People would go out with money into bags and boxes. How would a bank allow that? So we have made recommendations to these financial institutions, like Stanbic Bank, to be recommended as money laundering institution. So now, that one now we leave it to the central bank. So we have made recommendations to each organ, to each institution, to each person that was involved to be dealt with accordingly. So basically, there are 8 resolutions. You have taken me by surprise. I left the resolutions in my car. I would have given you all of them, then you can see how serious we are.